This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. The White House said it is looking into reports about alleged use of U.S.-provided equipment and what appears to be a raid by anti-Putin Russian volunteers Monday in the Belgorod region in Russia. Russia called Monday's incident an incursion by saboteurs deployed by Kyiv. Officials and state media referred to the alleged attackers as militants and terrorists. Ukraine denied involvement in this week's Belgorod incident, calling it an act by disgruntled Russians. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby said Wednesday the U.S. does not support the use of American-made equipment for attacks inside Russia. The Republican governor of the U.S. southeastern state of Florida officially announced his campaign for president Wednesday. But as AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports, the announcement did not go exactly as planned.
Republican Governor Ron DeSantis launched his campaign in a special Twitter Spaces feed, criticizing President Biden.
He lacks vigor, flounders in the face of our nation's challenges, and he takes his cues from the woke mob.
But there were technical problems that led to starts and stops, audio glitches. DeSantis was asked why he chose Twitter. He compared it to his COVID lockdown opposition, lamenting a lack of free expression.
Because he's a good businessman, Elon, I'm sure you'll end up
simplifying
that. Even that was marred by an audio glitch. Donald Trump tweeted, "The DeSantis Twitter launch is a disaster. His whole campaign will be a disaster." But still, DeSantis says they raised $1 million in the first hour after the announcement. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Credit ratings agency Fitch put the United States on notice Wednesday that its perfect rating could be jeopardized if the White House and House Republicans failed to overcome their impasse in raising the nation's borrowing limit a week before a key deadline. This is VOA News. Fitch placed the country's AAA rank credit rating, CRIT rank credit, on rating watch negative, a move it said reflects increased political partisanship that is hindering reaching a resolution before June 1st. That is the so-called X date, when the U.S. Treasury Department says the government will run out of money, triggering a default with likely devastating economic consequences for the United States and potentially worldwide. Negotiators for President Joe Biden and Republican House Speaker Kevin McCarthy held what both sides called productive talks on Wednesday. Israel is attempting to deepen its already close ties with many African countries by providing access to technology that can help Africa deal with its growing population. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
The ties between Israel and Africa are politically valuable for Israel, which often faces criticism in international bodies like the UN. Ido Moed is the head of the Africa Department at the Israeli Ministry of Foreign Affairs.
Israel has diplomatic relations with 44 sub-Saharan countries. And of course, when it comes to the United Nations, every vote and every voice counts.
Israel is known for its large number of startups, and visiting African officials from countries like Senegal are interested in importing Israeli agricultural technology. Linda Gradstein for VOA News, Jerusalem.
The White House is joining others in mourning the death of legendary rock and roll singer Tina Turner on Wednesday. Here's AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In a written statement, President Biden called Turner a once-in-a-generation talent whose songs are still sung at full volume by generations of fans. Former President Obama writes, "Turner's a star whose light will never fade." Hours earlier, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre appeared momentarily stunned when a reporter told her of Turner's death.
I was a huge fan of Tina Turner.
Calling it incredibly sad news.
And it is a massive loss to the communities that that loved her.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Tina Turner teamed with her husband Ike for a dynamic run of hit records in the 1960s and early 70s, including Proud Mary and River Deep, Mountain High. After leaving Ike Turner in 1976 due to his violent behavior, she became a global superstar in the 80s with such hit songs as What's Love Got to Do with It and We Don't Need Another Hero, as well as her dynamic live concerts. Tina Turner was 83 years old. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at VOAnews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.